Let's get down to business. So it's been a pretty wild stretch of weather that we've been seeing, and it's apparently going to get even worse tonight. We'll talk about that next hour with Rick DeMaio with an accurate forecast, but let's just say it could get stormy and dangerous as we move throughout the day. And, you know, it's been a real kind of back and forth with the weather we're having, and I'm learning it's creating a perfect storm for scammers to try and take advantage of you. So to talk about it, Steve Burness is here for his regular visit, president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau of Chicago and Northern Illinois. Steve, as you've always said, you've got to be careful if you end up needing some emergency repairs from, you know, a downed tree or something crazy, especially tonight.
Especially tonight, yes, exactly. Anytime the spring storms come or winter storms or whatever it may be, the scammers always come out of the woodwork. And March 4th through March 8th happens to be the official severe weather preparation week in Illinois. And what that means is we want consumers to be prepared. When disaster strikes, you want to have information ahead of time of who you're going to contact and call, because the storm chasers, as we classify them, not the good storm chasers, not the ones that go chasing tornadoes, it's the ones that go neighborhood to neighborhood and take advantage of consumers if there's a storm that happens in the area, flooding or trees knocked down or whatever it may be. And I've experienced myself about 4 years ago in April, we had that tornado, and my golly, the number of storm chasers that came to the door, the flyers you had, and they're basically from all out of town, and they're just using any type of excuse to take the job because the good contractors, like good doctors, are hard to get in touch with. You know, you try to get a good doctor, it could take months. Well, the same thing is going to happen with a good contractor, unfortunately, and the scammers know that, and they take advantage of the situation, Brett.
Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Your good contractor that you probably want working on your house is probably busy enough that they're not going door to door to door trying to recruit clients. The other part of this, Steve, just outside of the scam part, is I'm always wary of anyone that comes to my house because I worry they might try to break in or try and find out when I'm not going to be home.
Exactly. That's a good point to bring up. All the time we've issued alerts with ComEd ourselves directly at the fake utility workers, too. So anybody coming knocking at your door, you never want to open the door. Leave the information there as well. You never want to do business with them because you got to do the checking on them anyway. Are they truly a utility worker? And I know people that actually, you know, personally, that actually let them in, and then they held them hostage, and they took them down to the basement, and then they ransacked the house upstairs.
Oh, my gosh.
So it happens quite often. So we need, you know, your listeners to tell your parents, your grandparents, and not to open those doors at all. No matter if they have a vest and they look like officially, you know, if you think you're in danger, call the police. Nothing is that emergency that needs to get into your house. They kind of give you the excuse, I'm down the street and we happen to be in the area. We're from ComEd or NICOR or whomever. They're fake utility workers. One, trying to steal money from you or steal your valuables. And two is to get you to switch to a different energy supplier, which most likely end up being more costlier than one you're on now. So you got to do your homework and don't let them in your house and don't answer those doors. Let them leave the information and come back later.
So then, Steve, you also sent me this pretty wild story regarding deep fakes and how they're now targeting businesses, and one of them got caught up for up to $25 million.
It happens quite often, not at $25 million, but it does happen quite often, Brett, and the businesses need to be aware that whether it's deepfake technology or just plain simple calling them up or fax machines, there are scammers who are trying to take advantage of businesses. We had a recent one in Chicago, a law firm that I know really extremely well, big prominent one in Chicago. They lost $1 million to these types of scams. They had to pay the ransomware because once you get involved with them, it's hard to get out. So we just want business to be aware that, you know, businesses are scammed just like consumers, and you have to have controls in place to prevent this from happening. You shouldn't have somebody authorization to send out money, gift cards, or whatever it may be on a quick notice from the CEO call, because they can manipulate the CEO's voice through a deepfake technology. My office got an email from me asking to buy gift cards for the office, and it wasn't me. It was coming from somebody else. So the businesses need to put controls in place. And it doesn't happen $25 million all the time, but it does happen more often than not, and it's a smaller amount, and they don't even think about $10,000 here or $3,000 here. And before you know it, that money, if you give it to somebody and it's like good as gone, you're not going to get it back.
What? How do I even prepare for that on the individual side? Because we've all gone through cybersecurity training. I just got an email. I'm literally due for one right now. But deepfakes, especially AI ones, are an entirely different animal.
They are a different animal, but fortunately, you need to still do the old-fashioned way, contact somebody. The businesses should have a checklist or some type of control in place that, like, three people need to authorize this. You need to talk to that person directly in some fashion. So many times, smaller businesses tend not to have the controls in place. It's only two- or three-person operation, and all of a sudden, the CEO calls, the boss calls, and says, I need this money transferred now. There's always a tip-off to the rip-off, Brett, is you got to act quick. There's always a sense of urgency. The deal's about to close, or I need this now. I'm calling you directly. And they can manipulate caller ID, as you know, and just not only deepfake. So you think it's your boss calling you. It might be his or her extension, and it's not. So you got to have the controls in place and let your employees know that there are scammers out there to attack businesses. We hear from businesses all the time, just like consumers.
Yeah, the scammers are definitely evolving, and that's not going to change anytime soon. Steve Burness, we're a little bit short on time, so I got to leave it there. But if people want more information, especially when it comes to verifying those contractors who might be coming to your door after tonight's storms, where do they go?
Go to BBB.org before you buy or hire BBB. But we are also referral agencies, so you can find businesses you can trust. So if you do need somebody, go to our website and look for the BBB seal, which is a sign of a better business, Brett.
Always appreciate it, Steve. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Thank you.